All right, we are back from executive session at 8:15. 8:20. Is my watch right? My watch is. Yeah. My watch is slow. All right, next up on the agenda is the treasurer's report.
It's been a busy budget month. So the last board meeting, we talked a lot about it, and I'm sure next week we'll be talking more about it. And I'm still looking into what is actually in the budget bill on several different areas. So with that, I'm just going to make it a brief one tonight. If anybody has any questions, I'll be glad to answer them.
Okay. Is there any questions for the treasurer?
Not with the submitted items.
I guess we can get down to that. I had a question about the your notes. I would just put an agenda item, so I'll wait till that.
All right. So if there are no questions on the submitted items, then I move that we accept items A and B as submitted by the treasurer.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Next up is the Records Committee report. I'm sure you've read your RC3 form as submitted by the treasurer to dispose of, what are those, like lunchroom receipts?
Receipts and all kinds of different things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any questions about those? Not, I need a motion to accept that, please.
It's shredded.
They go to the Ohio Historical Society.
Oh, okay.
And then they decide if they want to keep track of lunchroom receipts. And
Historical Society?
Yeah, by law.
By law.
Lunchroom receipts?
Yeah, they get them all.
Wow, look at here.
Kid
back in 2011 ate an apple.
That's it. Tater tots. Johnny had tater tots that day.
Not after the healthy kids food.
That's
no
true.
More tater
tots. Anyways, I need a motion to accept that, please.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Motion carried.
I just find that hysterical.
It's a hysterical society.
All right, next up is Pond Issue.
This is for the notes from our House Bill 264, Energy Conservation. We do the notes instead of going out longer periods. We're getting a better rate, probably less than 2% this year when we go for the notes. So
these are for older 264 plans. That, and again, some of them are in bonds, some of them are in notes, and we float the notes out there and really took the advice of John Adams. And I'm not sure everybody has met John Adams, but he's from Fifth Third Finance Department, who has been our advisor. And actually sells the notes or bonds, along with Ed Cabeza, who is the bond attorney. They analyze it and give us the recommendation on whether to keep the notes out there and sell them for another year or move them into bonds. And right now, with the note market being what it is, the recommendation is to sell the notes.
And that doesn't impact taxes, local taxes.
No, not at all.
Well, what it does eventually is if you pay less interest, you're going to pay them off quicker.
Right.
That which will impact taxes eventually because you're going
to
pay it off faster.
And so this enables us to do that, to pay it off faster.
It depends on the interest. You know, when these first went out, they were like 4%. You know, when it's perhaps, but they're lowered now. And I'm not sure. He said they were around 2%.
It'll be. With all the fees and everything, it'll be 2%, but it'll probably be less than that. It was less than 2%.
But you're paying for these notes through the reduction of utilities,
right?
So that's the thinking.
I think the thing that threw me off somewhere in the verbiage of the resolution, it talked about some rate based on the percent of property values.
That's all the verbiage is based on property value for any type of note or bond that you sell.
That basically protects the investor.
Yeah.
Got it.
Because basically the investor is looking for value to back up the project. So all of our taxes, all of our tax base in the community is our collateral, so
right.
to speak. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, if there's not any questions, any further questions? We need a motion to accept that, please.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Freudenberg?
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Mr. Mayne?
Yes.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 11 is a resolution authorizing the advertisement to purchase new school buses. I'm requesting that you give us permission to authorize us to notify MEC so that they can add 3 buses into their mass purchase or mass bid on behalf of the Marysville School District. They take all the school districts in Central Ohio and then just put it out for bid. This does not authorize us to purchase. This just authorizes us at this point, because I'm not sure we can afford 3. But I would like to have 3, and because of that, I think we have to at least ask what the price is going to be.
What exactly are they for? Regular school buses, or
regular school buses? One's handicapped, I think.
Is it like that little van, the new little white ones?
No,
it's a regular short
handicapped bus.
So, what's our purchase plan call for? I mean, we're scheduled for three next year.
Two.
We really need 3 or more, probably.
So what we're trying to see if what the prices are going to be, and see if we can do it.
And this is out of, if we did move forward with it, this would be a PI thing?
This would be PI. Okay.
All this resolution does is say, you're adding your name into the mass bid. You do not have to purchase anything. You don't have to do anything other than say, this is going in for the mass ad to see what it would be.
I think the only thing that came up as I was reading that was that I don't really, even though we talked about PI briefly at the last work session, I don't know, at least me, I feel like I'd like to get my head around what that forecast really is, especially with the TPP getting pulled out of it. And I don't know if the rest of the board would be interested
in spending
some
time on that.
Yeah, well, we have some questions on that too. So we still don't have all the answers to the PI either. But in order for us to move forward to this, you wouldn't come back.
Yeah.
This was months away.
No, I wasn't at all impacting my vote on this. I was just, as this came up,
correct.
It made me realize
correct.
That.
Correct.
Yeah. We probably ought to spend a little bit of a discussion time, because we kind of glazed over. I don't want to say we glazed over, but I mean, there's a lot. I'm just trying to. We don't get a lot of time to spend on the PI forecast.
Yeah.
And so maybe if we could maybe add in, I don't know if we have time in our next monthly meeting or. Just add an agenda item real quick. They're just kind of having some opportunities to ask questions about it.
I will put that on my next month's treasures report.
And again, it's very complicated and complex, even for us at this point, because it's a brand new, it's definitely something that we didn't anticipate at
right.
all. And it throws a wrinkle at us that we didn't, and we still don't have all the answers. Even if we had the discussion, we couldn't come to and give you.
Right. But even like with the 5-year forecast, we don't have all the answers, but at least in my head, I know where those missing pieces fit. Whereas this, I don't even have a clue.
See, I think that's my just the core understanding of how that forecast
right.
kind of works. Which I think is yeah, before we can really understand what those cuts mean, it's kind of understanding what that.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree, because I had some questions about it myself, but we were. We kind of pushed that to the end of the meeting, and so, anyways.
Yeah, that's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
So back.
Moved.
Okay, if I say back to Amazon.
Cindy's already going to add
yeah,
to the.
So moved on number 11.
Second. Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 12 is adoption of a student textbook. Next year we're moving to another AP class at the high school for grade 11. And we would like for one of the textbooks that is approved for the AP class to be adopted.
Tracy, you have any opinion on looking at that?
Yeah, you read it.
I did not read the entire book. No,
and,
but it
and
did,
you put bookmarks
I
in it.
I didn't. But those were on there when I got the book. It looked very interesting. I think that would be a good class to take.
Are you a better arguer now?
No, but I would like to take it so that I could be.
Okay.
It's a college level course. It's
my nephew's taking that class that sounds
gotcha.
Like that's the exact same book they're using.
All right, so moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 13 is the resolution for a driver stand down waiver. Let me try to explain this. As a requirement for bus drivers, they must take a random drug test. If their drug test comes back dirty, they don't have to notify us by law, nor does the hospital or whoever the testing group is. We will get notification in 2 to 3 days, but in that 2 to 3 days, that driver could be driving. It kind of puts us in a spot. So what we're saying by this policy is that if that drug test comes back not clean, we will get immediate notification by the testing company before that driver drives.
And so we contract with a particular company?
We contract with the hospital. So we would they would notify us immediately. Right now, they don't have authorization to do that because of HIPAA and a lot of the federal
regulations.
So
is that a federal regulation that they can't? And then they made a waiver that you could?
They make a waiver that they can because of the nature of the job that's being done, but they have to have approval. We have to have approval for them to release them information.
So they take the test.
Yes.
Tuesday at 3 o'clock.
Yes. We will know immediately.
We know. How long does it take them to analyze the test over?
Immediately.
The little dipstick.
They know.
They would know.
They know. We know that.
Correct.
Okay.
So that's technical term.
Technically, right now, what would happen is they would wait about 3 days, and then you would get a notification. And in that amount of time, you could have a driver driving.
Well, yeah.
So it's an issue.
Gotcha. Any other questions? So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
14, staff resignations, retirements. I recommend that you accept the following staff resignations and retirements. And they're
just one question.
I have one question.
Yes.
Why do some of them say resign as opposed to retirement?
Because they're not eligible for retirement. But they're eligible for the
program. Yes.
They're not eligible for severance. Or they would not, they're eligible at a different level. The ones that are required and meet the definition of STRS retirement are spelled out there as retired.
But they've met all the requirements of our program.
Yes.
That was offered.
Yes.
Gotcha. Any other questions on that? Not, I need a motion to accept, please.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please. Yes, Tracy. Quietly.
Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg?
Yes.
Mr. Mabee?
Yes. Motion carries.
Now with this, we've been doing a lot of work with this, trying to figure out where we can absorb a lot of these positions. And again, it was not my intent when we first started this to absorb as many positions as we're going to recommend that we absorb, but we really have no choice in the matter. It's still given the state budget and where it is and where we are with the dollars available. So I will let you know pretty quickly. We've done an awful lot of work and internal work on this, so we've just got to get some notifications out to staff. Item 15 is reward certificated contracts listed below are certificated staff members whose contract expired at the end of the current school year. It is my recommendation that we award these certificated contracts.
So moved.
Second. Moved and second. Roll call.
Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Mabee?
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Supplemental contracts outlined below are, I think there are four supplemental contracts to be awarded for the 2010-2000 school year on an as-needed basis. Please approve from advisors. Will occur.
Yeah. So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call.
Mr. Mabee?
Yes.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg?
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 17 is non-renew as-needed certificated and classified contracts. The following classified, certificated and classified contracts are recommended for non-renewal. And we do this not because of performance, but because I'm not sure which of these jobs will be brought back, not only because of the numbers of kids we have, but whether we're going to continue these services or whatever. And plus, if you don't do it, you can get into continuing contract status and those kinds of things if you don't do it, on an, especially in the as-needed contracts. None of these are for performance purposes, none of them. These are all actually a technical thing that's, you know, that's recommended, and we've done this for years and years and years, and what many of these people will be rehired, on an as-needed basis.
Now, those tutors and aides at Trinity are just, they're just run through.
They're pass-throughs, yeah, through auxiliary funds. And again, depending on whether the auxiliary funds continue or not, is whether those folks would continue to run through us. Trinity auxiliary funds flow through us, paid directly to Trinity.
What's the difference between some of these non-renewing as opposed to the next item, which is the suspension of the contract?
Well, on the suspension of the contract, I've actually, you already rewarded that contract and then suspended. If you non, this person, if you come back and unsuspend the contract, she moves forward in sequence, contract sequence. In non-renewal, they wouldn't. It's always a one-year contract on an as-needed basis. That okay? Makes sense. Technically, you can do the same thing with the others, except that once you unsuspend them, then they're in a contract sequence. And I'm not sure that would be in your best interest.
Okay. I need a motion to accept those then, please.
So moved.
Second.
Yeah, moved in a second. Roll call, please. Yeah, I know. John.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg?
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Yes, motion carries.
Number 18 is the suspension of a contract. It is recommended that we suspend the contract of Tina Garrison, who we just hired a few minutes ago, as a kindergarten teacher on a half-time basis due to low enrollment of students in the kindergarten level and for financial reasons. Financial reasons being we don't want to bring on too many staff if the kids don't end up registering. It is my opinion that we're going to end up bringing her back just because we always, our kindergarten numbers grow. We're, I think, 320 kids right now, and typically our kindergarten class is 380. We know that we're probably about 80% right now capacity, because we have about 20% of the folks out there that haven't realized that they need to register their kid, which is kind of typical, unfortunately. But typical.
So it would be in the August time frame, we probably?
Or sooner. As soon as we know. She's at Edgewood right now, and as soon as the Edgewood numbers jump a little bit, I'll let you know.
But she still completes the year, right? I mean,
she completes this year. Yeah, this is for next year. You know, she's done a great job, and we'd like to have her back, but at this point, there aren't enough kids there to warrant that halftime position.
Gotcha. All right.
So moved.
Second. Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Freudenberg?
Yes.
Mr. Mabee?
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
19, again, is standard in April. We non-renew extended time contracts. These are the contracts for staff that work beyond the 186-day school year for students. Again, because if you don't do this, then there are contract obligations you can get into if you don't non-renew. So this is a practice, standard practice of this district, and it's a recommended practice. So my recommendation is to non-renew extended time contracts.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg?
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Mr. Mahan?
Yes. Motion carries.
We'll have a lot of conversation on this. You will see where there's a need for extended time, but contracts, but we'll give you some recommendations on what those are in May, and in June we will have some recommendations on those. 20 is non-renewal of supplemental contracts. Again, all the supplemental contracts, it's a standard practice to non-renew all supplemental contracts at the end of the school year, and we will reassess and bring back to you recommendations for next school year.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mabee?
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg?
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 21, leave of absence. I think you have three there that are approval of leave of absence without pay.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mabee?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr.
Lassiter?
Yes.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 22, substitutes and home instructors. Listed below are substitutes and home instructors recommended for employment for the 10-11 school year on an as-needed basis.
Need a motion to accept those, please?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call.
Mr. Freudenberg?
Yes.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Mabee?
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 23 are student teachers. You have several student teachers there that are called out. Again, I recommend that they be approved so that they can be placed on our liability insurance.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mabee?
Yes.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg?
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 24 are district volunteers. This recommendation is to recognize the following as volunteers for the 10-11 school year. And again, we recognize our volunteers as they work in our buildings and in our programs so that they could be covered under liability.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg?
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Mr. Mabee?
Yes. Motion carries.
Item 25 is actually our kids, but through a High Point program. Request approval for some high school students to attend the Health Occupation Students of America National Leadership Conference in Anaheim, California, June 20th through the 26th. Again, High Point paid, not us. But again, these are our kids. They have their education here in this building.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mabee?
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries.
Item 26 is a fundraiser from Raymond Elementary for a spring fundraiser.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg?
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Mr. Mabee?
Yes. Motion carries.
And item 27, donations to the district. Accept the following donations and we'll do so in Roy's honor.
So moved.
On behalf of Roy, I second that.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg?
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Mr. Mabee?
Yes. Motion carries. All right, then the last thing I have on my list is the Monday night meeting. There was some discussion.
Really?
Maybe some different ideas about who needs to be at that meeting on Monday. So I will open it up to the board as to.
I guess my only thing is I'd like to have Tim and Bruce there. I think it would be a benefit. I think we get more out of that meeting. So.
folks are at the meeting at this point?
Five from the board, Cindy, Larry. I think there's five from the MEA.
Well.
And then if the finance committee, if the board wants finance committee, three members from the finance committee.
Is that three from the finance?
There were three names, but that would be fine. That's, how many we got?
I mean, it's a working session? Or is it
no, it's executive. It's an executive session. It's an official meeting.
Okay, no notes, no...
Right.
What do we,
why are you giving me that look?
I was going to ask a question. I'm talking, but I don't want to rudely interrupt. Okay.
No notes, yes, it's an executive session.
Executive session, no notes, discussion, no handouts? How are we going to do some of that?
There can be handouts.
Okay. There can be slides. There can be handouts. Just can't take anything with you.
No voting.
No, there'll be no voting. It's just a...
Are we sure about the no notes?
Well, as luck would have it, she happened to have the sunshine laws right here in front of us.
No notes in executive session.
Can you write on boards and then erase?
Well, but see, if you're talking about negotiated items, when we negotiate, we take notes in there, and they are not open. They are not part of public. They're not part of public record. So,
yeah, any documents that are in there that would be public going in or public coming out. I mean, if they're excluded, they're excluded for a reason other than they took place in an executive session.
What?
I understood.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
If a document is always permissible to give to someone.
Yes.
Then it always is, whether it was handed on in an executive session or not.
Okay.
So that's not
the... So the forecast and...
That's public. I mean, obviously,
yeah,
that's public.
That's no
it problem. Was public before, so it's public.
And then there's discussions around potential...
It's a meeting about... It's a compensation meeting. I mean, I don't know how else you want to define it, but it's a... It's a negotiated... We're going to talk about negotiated.
If it would be something that is being negotiated, then you can talk about it in executive session.
Right.
But just to be clear, that's not what we're doing in executive session. We're just going in there to get ideas on how to revise our compensation structure to be more sustainable.
Yes. But it will feed into our negotiation.
Undoubtedly.
I mean, I don't know how else to, I mean,
right.
It will.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you don't have to open negotiations to sit down and negotiate. You can just say, we're going to talk about negotiated items. Unless I missed something.
Well, I just want to make sure we're not going into that to have a... I mean, it's more of a brainstorming session for the board, right?
Right, but if we decided we wanted to specifically negotiate, we can't do that.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. Then it's an idea session. Yeah, I didn't think that's...
Has to be for the purposes of negotiation. You can't go in as a brainstorming idea about compensation.
But then when can you do that?
You can't in executive session.
Yeah. I know, but can you do that in the open session?
You can do it in open session any day you want.
Then why don't we do it in open session?
Okay.
I mean,
we can do it in open session. Where do you want to have it?
You know me. Love to have it in the classroom, someplace with the whiteboard or something.
Right. I mean, I want to make sure we're above board. So if we can't do it in there, we can't do it in there. I'm not feeling it. See, someplace, I mean.
Your reasons for executive session are spelled out.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's
paper there tonight.
I know Cindy and I have had that, you know. I was going over with her the reasons that we could or we couldn't.
It says
so
matters. Letter D is preparing for conducting or review negotiations or bargaining sessions with public employees.
Well, if we were preparing for it.
But if we are not preparing for it, then you cannot go into a negotiation.
Correct.
We'd be by ourselves.
You're
in
different
right.
Employees.
Okay. Then it's public session.
That's the MEA. I don't know. It's appropriate to ask now, but are they okay with doing that in open session?
Well, I can certainly talk to Juliet tomorrow. I mean, I don't want to step on your toes, but I mean, I don't talk around you like you're not here. I mean, unless you want to commit to that now, or you'd rather me call Juliet.
I'd rather you talk to her.
Okay, I'll talk to her. That's fine.
What's that?
The headcount is new. We just went from executive session to an open session.
Right, right. But
the headcount is new.
Yeah.
Well, you guys were having a discussion about it.
Well,
right.
I guess it depends on how open we're going to be in terms of people there.
Well, if it's an open session, whoever's there is there.
Well, no, I meant like in terms terms of public participation. So, like, for instance, if, you know, the finance committee's all in full numbers at that session, are we going to let them participate in the idea generation, which I'm fine with, but, I mean, that's kind of the things, I mean, the board hasn't had a chance to really discuss is how we would like to structure that meeting, so.
Well, this is a good time as any.
Exactly, it's probably a good time, so.
I'm open to, what are you thinking?
I mean, I'm fine with it just being open and just, you know, we control it, you know.
That's fine. I mean, we will stay on task of talking about the framework. You know, the objective would be to have just an idea session on different ways to structure the, I mean, I guess you want to talk about salary schedule or benefit schedule or just compensation as a whole.
I think that's great. And I think we did a good job in that last work session. I mean, people in the audience, I don't think that's what you call it, were participated, tossed out ideas.
But I think at some point the board's going to have some kind of,
I agree.
Negotiated meeting to prepare for, you know what I mean, to talk about those things.
Meeting to prepare for negotiations.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have to do that.
And would it make sense for that to be, I'm just thinking out loud here, so we do a brainstorming session and get some ideas. Should the board kind of get their head straight before we sit down with the MEA in an executive session and start doing pre-negotiation discussions, or I'm just asking.
Yeah, I'm sure we could, but I don't know how long of a meeting that's going to be unless they're sitting in there with us.
Right.
You know what I mean? No, I'm just saying, I mean, you know, we can sit down as a board and say, okay, these are all the ideas, but, you know, they may come in when you sit down and that list of ideas, changes a little bit.
No, I think you're right.
So
there are, and again, don't go, there are formalities that the CERB board.
See, and that's what
addresses. Mm-hmm. So I'm just cautioning you now.
With our open session, you mean?
To be cognizant of the CERB regulations that you're bound under.
Yeah.
So, and the MEA is bound under the same issues. We have not served notice that we're in negotiations. And I guess I will warn the board, you have to be careful. Otherwise, you're going to have an unfair labor charge against you. So you just need to be cautious about that. And again, it's the nature of CERB. It's not our rules or whatever. It's the Ohio regulations. So again, I mean, you're walking a very fine line.
Well, so what can we or I mean, I think you get a ULP when all of a sudden everybody out there says, you ought to do that, and then we move into negotiations and say, well, that's what we're going to do because all these people out here said that. Is that correct? I mean, it's a...
You're right. I mean, you're right. You just have to be cautious and go into it with...
I mean, as long as you're just
a general
an open
understanding that this is what it is and this is what it ain't.
That's right. And as long as the board doesn't say, yeah, I agree we should do that, you know, if that lady right there says, you guys got to do this, and someone on the board says, yeah, I agree, I would support doing that, you're going to run into something at that point.
That is absolutely correct.
So I won't say much.
Well, I'm just saying.
Because as you start talking, it's so easy to go.
Yeah, see, I say, I agree with that, but just,
I'll serve as a referee.
Please.
I don't want this board to have, because you're going to spend a lot of unnecessary money going down that road of having a finding and defending it.
Well,
so, again, I understand the issue. And the financial thing we're under is severe. We need to have the conversations, but we're not in negotiations. So you have to be cautious.
I agree.
The same is true of MEA. I mean, it for them to say we're not going there or those kinds of things, you know, it's a two-way street. But I'm okay with the conversation as long as we have a conversation and not be at risk of CERB regulations and also damaging damaging any relationship we have with staff, and or I guess the community not understanding what in the world we're doing either.
And that's probably where those restrictions are good, because then we're putting ideas out there, but we can't commit to them. We can't, you know, we're not taking votes around it. So I mean, it keeps us away from that.
Right.
You know,
and I don't want to yelp either. We don't want to start down that road.
No, we've never been. I don't want us to go down that road either. We're on this together. I said that earlier, and we truly are.
Yeah.
I mean, we are a staff that I think have worked through some difficult times before. I think there's willingness of the staff to continue to do that, but we all have to be on the same page, and we can't be overcommitting one way or the other.
Right. And I want to make clear, especially to you and everybody out there listening, that you know that the point of that meeting isn't to get the public in there to say this is what you should
right.
do. We're not having the public negotiate for us, but that's not the point of that, nor will it ever be the point of that. It's just a hey, let's throw it up on the wall and see what we got.
Do we have enough budget guidance from the state to have a productive conversation?
Yeah, I think we do, John.
Okay.
But I think again, the issue is where is it? And how much is it going to change?
Fine.
Hopefully it doesn't get worse.
Yeah, I hope not.
Don't even say that.
I just didn't want to do all of this,
no,
and then all of a sudden we don't have enough.
I think
we're sitting there looking at each other going, well,
what
we
you
really
have to
have
do,
enough.
I think you have to strike and say this is what it is.
Okay.
And agree on this is what it is, and then set some assumptions. And agree on your assumptions.
If
we're going to accomplish this, then these are the assumptions that need to take place to get this accomplished.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
And again, that's how we've entered into it. That's how we've been trained in the past by George Albu, who is our federal mediator.
Good man.
He's been amazing. He's trained us well. We have a lot of confidence. He has a lot of confidence in us.
Mm-hmm.
Because we sit there and work and get it accomplished, and we do it as a team.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm okay with that, but I just don't want to get too far.
No.
And that's actually my concern of throwing too many outsiders.
No, I understand that. Yeah.
In this, to just say what they need to say. I read a lot of stuff in the paper where folks are just throwing out, you know, these people need hammered because of this, and this needs
well,
to get.
Well, I'm just going to put this out there now, as the moderator of that meeting. If you have a solid idea that you want to share with the board, share it. But we're not going to have people stand up and say, you know.
This is what we should do.
Yes, yeah, no. Seriously. I mean, it would take us all night if we did that.
Right. So we have the ability then to control those comments.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have the ability to react to those comments also and take them back.
I mean, it's a, you know what they say, it's a public meeting, but it's not the public's meeting.
Right.
I got it.
So.
Okay.
So.
I'm okay with that.
I mean, and ideas are great. If they're good ideas.
But your voices are the critical ones because you're elected. I mean, you know, some other folks from the outside may say something that's a little more off the wall. As soon as you start defending something that you believe in, you're going down the wrong trail.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
And as far as follow up after that, maybe we just save that for the end of that meeting to decide what next.
I agree. I think that would probably be a better course of action for that. So, 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
And these ideas, these will be just ideas, and we won't have anything at that meeting to be able to give you numbers or anything like that, because it's going to take a while.
Right. Yeah.
So the ideas can just flow, and after that, then numbers can come.
Yeah.
But
where are you doing it?
That was my next question. Where are we doing it?
I would suggest just the boardroom for just doing ideas.
Would it be enough for all?
It's going to be full. But if you want to, I mean, I'm okay with having it in the boardroom. I mean, it'll.
That's fine.
It's
not as long as you can do like you did last time. Sorry.
What did I do?
Not you, Cindy.
Oh.
With the pulling, somebody jotting down ideas up on it, you know.
Yeah, we can do that.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Everybody okay with it?
I mean, if you have the people from the finance committee and the MEA and all of us in there, do you really think that's going to be big enough?
Go back out to Bonsall. Because it's nice and roomy out there. Any ideas down there?
You could go in here too if we did it differently, if we had the chairs work differently.
John?
I don't think the room makes too much difference. It gets hot in the boardroom with that many people. That's the only thing.
I mean, they're going to pack in that boardroom.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but they
probably need a little
can
bit
we
more.
Have it here?
Yeah, sure.
Like right in this room?
Not Bonsall?
Yeah. We'll just, you know, this is kind of, it's kind of hard to hear.
It's easier than that creek view, though.
So, you know, we'll just have to.
You know, if we did like we did the last time, we kind of, we had the board table up there and we were everybody was just.
I think we'll hook up some mics to.
Ooh, those ones we have to wear.
I think it's my own.
Go ahead.
We start adding mics now. Start seeming more formal rather than a work session.
Well, again, I think you have to recognize that folks need to hear, and sometimes it's difficult to hear in these rooms that aren't designed for large meetings. That's the only issue. But you got it's your meeting.
Well, we just tentatively plan for here, and if it changes, we'll.
Yeah, I will let you know. We'll let Chad. I'll let you know by Thursday.
Yeah, we have to let. Is that right? Tentatively plan for that, and if you guys come up with a better option. It's air conditioned here.
Well, because we ask.
I understand. Well, that's what I mean. I mean it. So, all right. Was there anything else? No, John?
Nope.
Okay.
Nothing.
Okay. Anybody else want to address the board one last time before I shut the doors? Okay. Not then I move that we adjourn.
Second.
Move to second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Brady.
Yes.
Mr. Freudenberg.
I still said yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mr. Greer.
Okay, we are adjourned. Ooh, I didn't see this.
You know, it is the one issue that is very hard to hear. And this layout right here.
That's what I mean. If we were up there, remember how we were in the last one?
We had a small auditorium.
Yeah.